always does that.
He did that and left? He's going to go get a Celsius, probably.
For sure.
You want to know why?
Why is that?
It's Cat Talk. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius.
Oh.
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of...
your Florida Panther.
Oh! She's got a puck. She's puck got vibe. A puck.
Puck vibe.
Leroy's got a galaxy vibe. Cats are vibing. Cats are vibing right now. That's where we're at. The Panthers, they
did
are...
Did you like it, Marcos?
Oh, I loved it. No, it really was. I think that is, you guys are right, that is a premier flavor. Galaxy vibes we're referring
that,
to.
That moves up on your list?
Yes, it does.
I have a list of galaxy flavors.
A vibe flavors.
No, just all Celsius flavors.
Of Celsius.
Oh, you have a list.
Yeah. I have a list.
Everyone, everybody.
It's how many lists?
It's a list Wednesday.
Listen, yep. Don't make me bring out the double dip. Don't make me do it.
It's a list Wednesday.
Don't make me.
I'm going to go with one OG and number five, cola.
Ah, no.
Okay.
It's my list, jackass.
Okay.
It's
true.
Number four. Peach vibe.
Peach vibe?
Peach or, vibe?
No, not peach. Yeah, what's the...
Peach
the
raspberry?
No, it's what's the vibe that has peach in it?
Peach vibe.
Peach vibe.
You think peach vibe is a top five?
Yes.
Wrong.
Then we go.
This list.
This is not good. Starting off.
Peach raspberry.
Another peach. That one's good.
Hey, we get it. You like peach.
Ooh. Then we go apple cherry.
Agreed. Agreed.
Mm.
And then we go galaxy vibe.
Wow. So no strawberry lemonade on that list, huh?
I don't think he's ever tried it. Have you?
I have, but because it's not very strawberry. It's kind of somewhere in the lemon realm.
It's not supposed to be. It's lemonade.
Oh.
Hey, no, it's not.
This guy's lashing out.
Strawberry.
Should be the Chipotle. Should be the Chipotle. He says, I have a list of people who can go to hell. Number five, all of you.
Okay.
Number four.
Huh?
All of you.
Oh, okay.
Number three, all of you.
Already?
Number two, all of you.
Okay.
And number one.
Yes?
All of you.
Damn it.
You know that number one was directed to you.
You first.
Hmm. So the Panthers, they just got done with their practice. They're heading off to Canada.
Yes.
Good news on Alexander Barkov.
Barky.
Full participant today.
Nice.
Game time decision. But things are looking up for Barky. We'll talk more about it coming up later this hour with our guy David Dwork. He is,
David Dwork.
We will get his thoughts from practice,
my friend.
I'm going to give hey, by the end of the week,
a whole list of questions.
Hey, by the end of the week,
list of questions.
I will have all of my Celsius listed, and I will show pictures.
What?
This is okay. I tried them all.
This is a man. This is a man board.
Yes,
he is dedicated to Cat Talk. Okay,
what are you talking about?
We have some news on
from baby.
We have some news on Conor McGregor.
Oh,
Conor McGregor.
All right,
did
I'm nervous.
He get hurt?
It seems like he's hurt, and we're waiting.
God,
we're awaiting the fallout of him. Not fighting in a couple weeks. He's supposed to fight June 29th, UFC 303. Ariel Helwani, he posted yesterday, around this time last week, all the anxiety surrounding UFC 303 main event seemed to start to dissipate. By Wednesday, no more feelers about replacements were being sent out. All systems seemed go. Later in the week, Michael Chandler did an interview with The Pivot about being all good. On Saturday, they were promoting it again. On the ABC Fight Night telecast, there was a scare about the fight being off, and the scare appeared to be no more. But since this morning, multiple sources are now saying feelers are being sent out again for June 29th for a replacement and or new fights. In short, there seems to be more pessimism all over again in regard to the status of the 303 main event. Actually, even more pessimism, it seems, than on Monday last week after the presser was canceled last minute. Is this insurance, due diligence, emergency replacement mode? Remains to be seen. It's all developing. but it doesn't appear as though we're out of the woods yet. Either way, wow. More to come. Hopefully a definitive answer one way or another is in short order.
Can I say this? In the words of Pat Riley, shut up.
What? Like, whoa!
Not you.
Keep your mouth shut?
Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
You can't be running your mouth and then postponing fights.
Wow.
That's what he
does. It's a bad look.
It really is what he does.
That is the words of Pat Riley. If you're not out there, keep your mouth shut. Like,
yep. Nobody wants to hear you talk trash and then say, oh, I got a boo-boo, I'm out.
Actually,
stop talking trash then.
Keep your mouth shut.
Get ready for the fight and then we'll talk.
We only got one fight to worry about, and that's tomorrow night, Game 3. Dreisaitl, let me just tell you something right now, dude.
Ooh.
I got some advice for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Run.
Head on a swivel.
Wow.
Head on a swivel, dude.
Did you see? Hey,
head on a swivel.
I like
that. Did you see Dade South's list?
Dade South, top 5 list of Leroy nemesises.
Oh.
4, golf ball.
No, 5 is golf
ball. Oh, 5, golf ball. Yes. 4, seatbelt.
Agreed. Ooh.
3, potato pie.
Hates potato pie.
2, Publix deli workers.
Yes.
Number 1, AT&T.
Ooh, I got a better one.
I feel like the potato pie could have been exchanged with either 4 or 5.
I'm surprised I didn't make the list.
I definitely have
some. That is 10. True.
Tobin is number 10 for sure. Uber drivers on a moped is number 9.
Oh,
the settings on his computer are number 8.
Wait, I think one of those apps in general.
Marcos?
Yeah.
You don't have to say nothing.
Okay.
Tobin, you don't have to say nothing. But I showed you what I was dealing with.
Yes. And for the record, it was a smooth transaction based off what I witnessed.
Yes, right.
Surprisingly, it seemed pretty smooth.
He was on a moped.
Microphones.
He had a rain jacket on my food, though.
That's nice. Kind of him.
He was being kind.
That's the best service I think we've received.
RTD says water balloon toss.
Water balloon toss, definitely a sweet one.
Hey.
I go Excalibur.
Public restrooms.
Oh, I never been that sick before in my life. Messing around with Excalibur.
Can we have a whole list of Leroy then?
Hunger.
He's got some strong people, but it is Dade South's list. We will allow him to be comfortable in his list. We'll talk some more hockey coming up later on this hour. Back with more after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin, Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We'll talk a little puck coming up here in about 10 minutes with our guy David Dwork from the Hockey News and get his thoughts on all things Stanley Cup Final. Panthers up 2-0, heading to Edmonton as they get off the practice rink. Big news today, Alexander Barkov, full participant, game time decision. We will await. Look, I'm boots on the gram, dude. All right? I'm boots on the gram. And I need your help here, Leroy, because we're in fodder season, and I am the godfather. And we got to figure out whether these posts – it's cryptic time for the Miami Heat.
Here's the problem.
You fall for too much stuff.
I don't know. Well, that's why I'm asking
sometimes
for your
help. Sometimes you got to just take it tongue in cheek. Whole Jimmy thing.
Don't know.
Jimmy was joking. He was
don't
laughing.
Don't know. I didn't like it. If it's
what
a joke, I didn't
think.
Jokes are supposed to be funny. I didn't find it funny. Hurt my feelings. But
I found it hilarious.
This could be something. Could be nothing.
Why would they do that? What's going on in Utah?
It could be something.
Can I just say this? Jennifer, look at the smirk in his face.
Why would they do that?
Already.
The thing is that...
Here we go.
I have the picture, so
Bob,
I know.
Bob and Forsling playing bit defense. we know if Barky can't go tomorrow, we know who to call. All right. This could be something. Could be nothing. All right. I don't know.
Why would they do
that? That's why I figured I'd put it up to the people. You guys familiar?
You mean me?
You guys familiar with Tyler Hero?
Ah, yes.
Recently, yeah, he had a good run with the he had a good run with
Gunna.
Yeah, take that sip of Celsius.
Well, I don't know why you're saying he had. I mean, it's not past tense. He's still on the Heat.
Mm.
But he posted something on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Made me wonder, what's he thinking out there, huh?
Why would they do that?
I think this is actually going to be a pretty quiet summer for Tyler. I don't know if he's going to be coming up in a lot of conversations.
I can tell you why.
I think I think other teams have their eyes on things, but you don't know. We don't know what's going through his mind. We know that he is a social media savant and uses it to his advantage how to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be something. Could be nothing. I don't know. What do you make of this, Leroy? Tyler Hero posts yesterday at his house. Picture what looks like his backyard.
Yep.
But you notice the thunderstorm emoji.
Huh.
Storms a brewing?
Storms.
It's been raining for 2 days, you idiot!
Okay.
Oh my god! Okay,
you are reaching!
Oh my goodness!
Reaching! Right.
Well, we all know. Okay. Here's the thing, though. We all know it's raining. He posts that with
people
the emoji.
Don't live here, don't know that it's been raining.
I don't know, J Fig. I think it's pretty clear the weather's not great based on the picture. But he adds the emoji.
Mm.
He adds the emoji. What am I to do with that?
Mm.
You could be right.
It's been raining. Look behind you.
Contract.
Look behind you.
Could be right.
Contract talks with
could
the thunder.
Could be right.
Could be right.
Oh, my goodness.
Could be right.
Tyler to OKC.
I just thought,
dude.
Is that what we just think it is? Or could it be something else?
Can I just tell you?
Yep. No one is thinking anything else.
No. You, too much.
Hmm.
Too much, dude.
Interesting.
When a real issue comes up and we have real questions, you're not going to be able to ask it because you've reached.
And I haven't reached anything. This is why I'm bringing it up to the people.
It's storming. It's been storming for 2 days. And Tyler Hero does it. IG with thunderstorm, and you think it means something else other than it's been raining?
Well,
like
listen,
crazy.
He could be in a blind melon mood for all I know.
Oh.
Blind melon
loves when the puddles gather rain.
Cried could be something. That's it.
Maybe he's forcing, after seeing the commercial during the playoff run, he's forcing his way to OKC.
See, can I say something? And I'm gonna get on Steven.
Yeah,
for this.
For sure.
Okay? You always get on me. Let the bit play. Let the intro play. You know why I always cut it off? Because of this.
It's just because you have no radio etiquette.
Wow. Take a shot.
And then, wait.
Is there a specific reason why he has
Minus one for Steven, because he said, let the bit play.
Minus one.
And then he said, don't entertain the nonsense.
Well, I mean, like, you guys, see, here's the thing that drives me nuts about you two. All right?
No.
Wow. No, here's the thing that drives me nuts about you two.
Oh, okay.
Not Frog Boy. Frog Boy's good people, but Gus Forsling and Bitbrovsky, you guys drive me nuts because you act like the game is, could be something. It has options. Could be something. Could be nothing. I agree.
No, because
it's probably
your entire
nothing.
Segment
it's
trying to
probably nothing.
It is something. Okay.
No. That's not true.
Nothing.
That's not true. It's got options.
It's true.
It's democratic. JFig.
Wow.
No, because you fight our options.
I don't fight
if
your
it's
options.
Not your option.
Yes.
You think
we're having
it
wrong.
When I said it's been raining for two straight days,
you're right.
See,
on its face,
really
it could
give
be.
Us an option?
You're right. It
on its face,
could be nothing.
It's not on its face. It is in all of South Florida.
It's not the first time it rained since he's been down here, though. Why now? Why in the offseason?
Rains all the time.
Marcos, shut up. In the words of Pat Riley, shut up.
That's not what he said.
Pat Riley.
All right, what do you guys make of this? Got another one. We got another one for you.
Is it going to be better than this one?
Jimmy Butler posted on his Instagram this weekend. This photo of himself in a plane.
Huh.
Now, if you look at this, this is a very cat eating the canary smile.
All right, let's see.
What is he up to?
Hmm.
Is this Jimmy Butler just... Is this Jimmy Butler just having a good time on a plane?
He's enjoying just left Van Nuys and he's going to San Jose.
Yep.
What the hell is a Van Nuys in?
Van Nuys, California.
Oh, a lot of California stuff. Why would he have his location behind him?
That's just that they put that up in the planes, you idiot.
Never seen. No, you can cycle through that. You can cycle through the TV, cable, a movie.
Could just be up. Could just be traveling.
Mm.
Could be.
Oh my goodness.
As Cat for Life says, smiling faces, hidden agendas.
Ooh.
I don't know.
What's too much smiling for my taste.
What's this blurry at the bottom, huh?
I don't know. What's that? I don't know. Like, looks like another seat back, if I had to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. That's what he would want
you. See, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
That's what he would want you.
Overdoing it. Overdoing it.
Mm. So you think it's nothing?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Mm.
Fair enough.
It's a lot less than what's going on outside right now with the trees leaning over like this and the rain coming down and the thunder and lightning.
Very scary.
Mm.
Give you one more. But, one more.
But you just said that was nothing. That's
now I want you to go through all the pictures you have sent.
Wow. One more. One more.
Okay.
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Ooh.
Rookie. No yes. more.
He's not a rookie anymore.
I said rookie no more.
He did say that.
Why? Can I ask a question? Why do you do this to me? What did I do to you? Right?
He posted.
Okay, I want to hear the explanation.
He posted. Well, I don't have an explanation. That's why. See, you keep thinking I'm coming in here with pre.
Just go, Tommy. Go. We know your angles, okay?
You don't know what I'm up to, JFake. He posted on his Instagram. I mean, he appears to be in Italy.
Mm.
But he posted on Instagram what appears to be him outside. And Armani?
Oh.
Is that a message? Is that a message to Pat Riley, who of course is well known to go into any Armani store and get what he wants free of charge? Is Jaime Jaquez Jr. getting the free treatment from Pat Riley? Did he get a call to Armani?
Oh.
Knowing that he could be safe this offseason.
Or could it be just like when my wife went to Paris and took pictures of all the fancy places that are here that are also in Paris and sent it back to me? Could it be like, oh, look, there's one here.
If there wasn't such a tie with the Heat president to this particular place, Armani suits.
Maybe he's modeling for Armani.
Maybe he is. What if Pat Riley got him a modeling deal?
Wait, hold on.
Wow.
You think Pat Riley had to get Jaime a modeling deal?
Well, Pat Riley's an Armani OG.
No. You think Pat Riley had to get him a modeling deal?
I don't know.
He got people for that.
You're talking about the guy that was on the cover
but
of
who
GQ.
You're
talking about the guy that was on the cover of GQ. You think he need help?
GQ Mexico.
Oh, is that just not as good?
What were you on, GQ?
Wow, what are you trying to do?
Wow.
What are you trying to do here?
What were you on the cover of, GQ
Redneck? Was it VGQ? I'm just letting you know.
GQ Intangible!
GQ Farm?
Take a break. Talk some hockey with David Dort next. Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. It is terrible out right now. Storms are brewing for the Oilers. Woo!
Can I just tell you something?
What? That's what we're talking about, Tyler Hero.
You have done a terrible job of tying things in to give them significant meaning.
I don't think I have.
Mm.
That could be nothing segment.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Alright.
Well, the options not there.
Tough
could
ground.
Be something, could be nothing. Yeah, it is
but
a tough
all could
tough
be ground. Nothing.
That's fine though. Sometimes it's nothing. That's why I go to you guys.
No.
You don't care about what we have to say.
That's not true, dude. That is not true. I don't appreciate that.
You guys are embarrassing me.
I don't appreciate that.
Hey,
you know what?
You're
enough
embarrassing
quibbling.
Me in front of my friend.
We're quibbling. Let's get to our guest, all right? This man is a hockey expert. From the hockey news.
Yeah.
He's boots on the ice.
Fan of comedy.
Just left Panthers practice.
Yep.
Fan of comedy. David Dwork joining us here on the program. Hello, friend. How are you? Is everything good with you right now? I think you muted yourself, dude. What's going on?
Mm.
There we go. Hold on. We got him. Yeah.
I'm unmuted. Not my bad.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's my apologies. But things are awesome. You know, two wins away from a Stanley Cup seems kind of mind blowing for those of us that have
been crazy, right?
Dude, it's nuts. I'm trying to keep my boots on the ground, trying to keep my feet from going over my head. But yeah, it's crazy right now. And the way that they're playing, logic would dictate that it seems that this thing might actually happen. I don't want to, you know, count my chickens or anything, but just the way that they're playing, the way that they look, the fact that they're staying healthy, which I'm sure we're going to get to, there's just all things are kind of lining up for them. And it's exciting.
Can I ask you this? I've been around hockey guys. We know how hockey plays out, unlike any other sport, right? Is it rare for a team to handle what happened to Barkey the way that they have handled it? Like, as far as a whole organization, just like, hey, that's hockey. We're moving on. We're trying to get two more wins. We're not worried about any of that stuff. Usually, there's somebody got to get got, right? This is hockey. And for them not to even mention it, I'm even more scared because I think they're going to come out with a level of intensity that I don't think Edmonton was ready for because of it.
Yeah, I think somebody may still get got. We don't, you know, we haven't gotten to game three yet. Right. You know, obviously it looks like, fortunately for the Panthers, that Barkov is going to be okay. Mm-hmm. He was a full participant in practice today wearing a regular color jersey, so contact was fine. I think as long as there's no setbacks, it looks like he'll be good to go for game three. So fortunately for the Panthers, but yeah, they might still go after Draisaitl to some extent. I mean, Leora, I think what you're trying to ask me, and I think what it points to more than anything else is the maturity of this team. And mm-hmm. it goes back to like last year during the playoffs and what they've gone through this year. And even going back to that Boston series where, you know, the Bruins were going after Sam Bennett after the hit on Brad Marchand and the Panthers just weren't, you know, participating. They're like, no, you guys do your thing. We're good. We're going to worry about winning these games and getting a Stanley Cup. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, maybe there might be some kind of, you know, concept of retribution, but honestly, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they just keep going as business as usual, just because they're so mature. They've been through it to this point and they're all collectively focused on that one thing, that big silver cup at the end of the rainbow. So yeah, I think normally in hockey situations, and again, as you saw in the Boston series, the superstar, the captain gets hurt, you're going to want retribution. But at this point with this team, I think they're just so focused on the end goal that that's all that they really care about.
So give us the lowdown today from practice. So Barkov, what did he look like out there? What did Paul Maurice have to say about it? And what are you thinking, your best guess as to his availability for tomorrow?
He looked fine. He looked normal. Like nothing had happened. He was out there skating on the top line. Between, I think today was Evan Rodriguez and Sam Reinhart, so a little bit of a different look. But no, he looked fine, looked normal, was a full participant, did not have any limitations that I could tell. And also, I think the jersey color was tea, because if he had been wearing a gold jersey, then they don't want him getting hit. So maybe there's a little bit like, okay, we got to, you know, keep the bubble wrap on him. But no, he seemed like everything was fine. Paul Maurice said he felt good yesterday. He felt just, you know, felt fine today when he came in. Obviously, he was on the ice. So as long as he's fine after flying up to Edmonton, they hope later today, you know, the weather kind of sucks, but you know, once he gets up there, they get him off the plane, they get him on the ice again tomorrow. If there's no setbacks, I'd be shocked if he's not playing in game three at this point.
Oh, that's Goosey's Leroy right there, dude.
I'm
Goosey's.
Look, I've been around sports my whole life. The way they have handled these situations far and exceeds any organization or team or sport that I have seen, right? Like baseball, you hit my star, you're getting beaned. I don't care what the you know, and if the pitcher doesn't, he gonna have to deal with his team, right? If it happens in football, we're going after your guy. I just the poise in which everybody has been consistent with it. It's not just one guy. I'm talking about your star all the way down to your guy who does the grunt work and does a lot of the physicality. He's saying the same thing. But my thing is this. David, this is Tuesday for them. Edmonton's got to play outside of their capabilities to be as physical as the Panthers have been all year. So just them trying to be that physical in itself has them playing this type of hockey that the Panthers want them to play and not the hockey they want to play to win.
Yeah, I think the Panthers have been doing this now for 2 years.
Right.
Like when Paul Maurice arrived, it's like, this is the style we want to play. It's going to take some time. Might be a little awkward at first. Might be a little bit of a jarring situation that you're going to have to adjust to in terms of what it takes to compete this at a regular basis and succeed. But now, like we saw, like it took them a few months last year to get it together. Around Christmas time, it really started to kind of come into play. But this season, it's been a whole nother story. Like, it's muscle memory at this point, Leroy. They know exactly where they need to be, what they need to do. And to them, it's not really a physical brand of hockey. It's just, like you said, it's Tuesday. That's just how they play every day. It's not like they're going out of that, you know, out of their comfort zone at all. And then you got a team like Edmonton. Now, when we came into the final, we knew that these were two teams that were going to be facing something in each other they hadn't seen yet. Florida hadn't seen offensive firepower like Edmonton has. They had the two best offensive players in the world, arguably, in McDavid and Draisaitl. Edmonton hadn't seen the kind of physicality on a regular basis, the five-man defending, the tight gap systems that Florida plays. The question was going to be which team was going to be able to overcome the other. I think to this point, it's clear that Florida has been doing their brand of hockey. They've had the last four periods of this series have been all Panthers. And if I was Edmonton, I'd be a little jarred because, as you said, Leroy, they're having to do something that they're clearly not comfortable with. It's not in their bread and butter. It's not the way they want to play. But they cannot compete with the Panthers. They can't play with the Panthers playing Panthers hockey. And that's concerning for Edmonton. They're going to have to find some way to pull out a big home win in game three. Otherwise, they're cooked.
Isn't this funny that this looks like what the...
Welcome back! Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. It is terrible out right now. Storms are brewing. For the Oilers.
Woo! Can I just tell you something?
That's what you were talking about, Tyler Hero.
You have done a terrible job of tying things in to give them significant meaning.
I don't think I have.
That could be nothing segment?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All right.
Well, the options not there.
Tough could ground. Be something, could be nothing.
Yeah, it is
but
a tough
all could
tough
be ground. Nothing.
That's fine, though. Sometimes it's nothing. That's why I go to you guys.
No.
You don't care about what we have to say.
That's not true, dude. That is not true. I don't appreciate that.
You guys are embarrassing me.
I don't appreciate that. Hey, you know what?
You're enough embarrassing quibbling. Me in front of my friend.
We're quibbling. Let's get to our guest, all right? This man is a hockey expert from the hockey news.
Yeah.
He's boots on the ice.
Fan of comedy.
Just left Panthers practice.
Yep.
Fan of comedy. David Dwork joining us here on the program. Hello, friend. How are you? Is everything good with you right now? I think you muted yourself, dude. What's going on? There we go. Well, hold on. We got him.
Yeah.
I'm unmuted. Not my bad.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's my apologies. But things are awesome. Two wins away from a Stanley Cup seems kind of mind blowing for those of us that have
crazy,
been
right? Team for,
dude, it's nuts. I'm trying to keep my boots on the ground, trying to keep my feet from going over my head. But yeah, it's crazy right now. And the way that they're playing, logic would dictate that it seems that this thing might actually happen. I don't want to, count my chickens or anything, but just the way that they're playing, the way that they look, the fact that they're staying healthy, which I'm sure we're going to get to, there's just all things are kind of lining up for them. And it's exciting.
Can I ask you this? I've been around hockey guys. We know how hockey plays out, unlike any other sport, right? Is it rare for a team to handle what happened to Barkey the way that they have handled it? Like, as far as a whole organization, just like, hey, that's hockey. We're moving on. We're trying to get two more wins. We're not worried about any of that stuff. Usually, there's somebody got to get got, right? This is hockey. And for them not to even mention it, I'm even more scared because I think they're going to come out with a level of intensity that I don't think Edmonton was ready for because of it.
Yeah, I think somebody may still get got. We don't, we haven't gotten to game three yet.
Right.
Obviously it looks like, fortunately for the Panthers, that Barkov is going to be okay. Mm-hmm. He was a full participant in practice today wearing a regular colored jersey. So contact was fine. I think as long as there's no setbacks, it looks like he'll be good to go for game three. So fortunately for the Panthers, but yeah, they might still go after Draisaitl to some extent. I mean, Leora, I think what you're trying to ask me, and I think what it points to more than anything else, is the maturity of this team. And it goes back to like last year during the playoffs and what they've gone through this year. And even going back to that Boston series where, you know, the Bruins were going after Sam Bennett after the hit on Brad Marchand, and the Panthers just weren't, you know, participating. They're like, no, you guys do your thing. We're good. We're going to worry about winning these games and getting a Stanley Cup. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, maybe there might be some kind of, you know, concept of retribution, but honestly, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they just keep going as business as usual, just because they're so mature. They've been through it to this point, and they're all collectively focused on that one thing, that big silver cup at the end of the rainbow. So yeah, I think normally in hockey situations, and again, as you saw in the Boston series, the superstar, the captain gets hurt, you're going to want retribution. But at this point with this team, I think they're just so focused on the end goal that that's all that they really care about.
So give us the lowdown today from practice. So Barkov, what did he look like out there? What did Paul Maurice have to say about it? And what are you thinking, your best guess as to his availability for tomorrow?
He looked fine. He looked normal. Like nothing had happened. He was out there skating on the top line between, I think today was Evan Rodriguez and Sam Reinhart. So a little bit of a different look. But no, he looked fine, looked normal, was a full participant, did not have any limitations that I could tell. And also I think the jersey color was key, because if he had been wearing a gold jersey, then they don't want him getting hit. So maybe there's a little bit like, okay, we got to, you know, keep the bubble wrap on him. But no, he seemed like everything was fine. Paul Maurice said he felt good yesterday. He felt just, you know, felt fine today when he came in. Obviously he was on the ice. So as long as he's fine after flying up to Edmonton, they hope later today, you know, the weather kind of sucks, but you know, once he gets up there, they get him off the plane, they get him on the ice again tomorrow. If there's no setbacks, I'd be shocked if he's not playing in game three at this point.
Oh, that's Goosey's Leroy right there, dude.
I'm
Goosey's.
I've been around sports my whole life. The way they have handled these situations far and exceeds any organization or team or sport that I have seen, right? Like baseball, you hit my star, you're getting beaned. I don't care what the, you know, and if the pitcher doesn't, he gonna have to deal with his team, right? If it happens in football, we're going after your guy. I just the poise in which everybody has been consistent with it. It's not just one guy. I'm talking about your star all the way down to your guy who does the grunt work and does a lot of the physicality. He's saying the same thing. But my thing is this, David, this is Tuesday for them. Edmonton's got to play outside of their capabilities to be as physical as the Panthers have been all year. So just them trying to be that physical in itself has them playing this type of hockey that the Panthers want them to play and not the hockey they want to play to win.
Yeah, I think the Panthers have been doing this now for 2 years.
Right.
Like when Paul Maurice arrived, it's like, this is the style we want to play. It's going to take some time. Might be a little awkward at first. Might be a little bit of a jarring situation that you're going to have to adjust to in terms of what it takes to compete this at a regular basis and succeed. But now, like we saw, like it took them a few months last year to get it together. Around Christmas time, it really started to kind of come into play. But this season, it's been a whole nother story. Like it's muscle memory at this point, Leroy. They know exactly where they need to be, what they need to do. And to them, it's not really a physical brand of hockey. It's just, like you said, it's Tuesday. That's just how they play every day. It's not like they're going out of their comfort zone at all. And then you got a team like Edmonton. Now, when we came into the final, we knew that these were two teams that were going to be facing something in each other they hadn't seen yet. Florida hadn't seen offensive firepower like Edmonton has. They had the two best offensive players in the world, arguably, in McDavid and Draisaitl. Edmonton hadn't seen the kind of physicality on a regular basis, the five-man defending, the tight gap systems that Florida plays. The question was going to be which team was going to be able to overcome the other. I think to this point, it's clear that Florida has been doing their brand of hockey. They've had the last four periods of this series have been all Panthers. And if I was Edmonton, I'd be a little jarred because, as you said, Leroy, they're having to do something that they're clearly not comfortable with. It's not in their bread and butter. It's not the way they want to play. But they cannot compete with the Panthers. They can't play with the Panthers playing Panthers hockey. And that's concerning for Edmonton. They're going to have to find some way to pull out a big home win in game three. Otherwise, they're cooked.
Isn't this funny that this looks like what the Panthers did 2 years ago? Right? This is what
full circle, right?
Right, exactly.
They had to earn their stripes. They had to figure out a way to win. 2 years ago, they were the President's Trophy winner. They scored all the goals, but the defensive hockey wasn't there. So they brought in Paul Maurice. Last year, they were the 16th seed going into the playoffs. They get all the way to the final. They get all this experience. Now it's all coming together. They know how to play the right style. They've got the right mentality. They've got the maturity. Now they just have to win two more games to make it all work out.
Do you? What are the things? Because you know, I think the Panthers probably played a lot more to their identity in game two. But what are the things that have you potentially concerned going into a hostile environment in Edmonton? I'm sure the place is going to be rocking. But what are the things that the Panthers you think need to tighten up going into these next couple of games to really put the door on this thing?
Yeah, I don't even think it's a matter of tightening things up. I think it's just a matter of continuing to do what they've done. They tied with Dallas for the most road wins during the regular season, and they've been the best road team during the playoffs. This is kind of their comfort zone. They like going into hostile environments and showing that they can put their style of hockey to you and shut your crowd up and really make the home away thing just totally irrelevant at this point. And so I think for them, it's just going in there, getting your feet under you, doing what you do, forechecking, tight gaps. If they get a lead, that's the worst thing. I mean, we've seen that they can fall behind. It's no big deal to them. They'll come back. But when they get ahead and they can put their state on your neck like they've done to Edmonton the last couple of games, it is treacherous. And Edmonton just does not have the depth to keep up. The best thing that they can do is get an early goal and try to keep that rush game, try to keep that pressure game going. Because if they let Florida get ahead and Edmonton has to start reaching and pushing for opportunities, it's going to be very difficult.
Can Bob keep this up? You think over the rest of the series? Because I mean, obviously, it's been a weird playoff because he's had to wait for his chances to have like the biggest impact. But he's got the shutouts. He was obviously marvelous in game one. How confident are you that our boy can keep this going?
No, 100%. I mean, Florida's been playing the same way all year, and from Bob's perspective, he's had to go through a lot of games where he goes big gaps without getting shots or action in his end. And he's able to maintain his focus. He's been able to maintain his physicality in terms of goaltending in the crease, the way he pushes from one side to the other. You know, Tobes, you've been talking to Bob since day one, since he got here, that nobody works harder than he does. He's a first guy in, last guy out guy. He's built for this. And yeah, Paul Maurice has kind of talked about it throughout the season and in the postseason, that whatever situation they throw at Bob, whether it's a game where he faces 15 shots or whether it's a game where he faces 30 shots, he's fine with either way. Like, he's 35 years old. He's seen it all. And now it's kind of all coming together for Bob. So, no, I don't think there's any concern that he can keep it going. I think Sergei Bobrovsky might be the least of the Panthers' concerns at this point because they're just kind of rolling along.
What'd you see that? What'd you think of that chokehold that Aaron Ekblad put on?
That was good form.
That was good. Hey, objectively.
Well, what's the protocol? Because like it's a hockey situation, but he's like, do you respect the tap out or?
Hey, he's whispering in his ear. He's whispering in his ear. Hey, go to sleep. Go to sleep. I got you. Go to sleep. Don't.
Is that like a microcosm of the Oilers right now? Because yes! He wasn't even really fighting back at all. He was just kind of like.
It's so weird because and it's amazing that the other team says we got to be more physical than the Panthers to play to be in this game, and the Panthers are like, we're just playing our game. Right. And that makes it even more frustrating, right? When you bring all the physicality you have and they're just smiling and looking at you like, oh, okay, that's it. So I would imagine when Barkey is out there and I imagine when they're skating and they're not doing anything, that would be more frightening to Edmonton than any type of retaliation, because you got to think they're thinking, okay, we got to protect our guys because they're going to go after them. And they're like, no, we're trying to win this cup.
Yeah. They're not going after anybody. They're just playing on a Wednesday. Like you said earlier, they're just doing their thing. I mean, really, we talked about in the Boston series, the discipline Florida had with, you know, they don't get sucked into any of these things. They're just doing their thing. And I mean, coming into the series, the big talk was like, how is Florida going to, you know, mitigate Edmonton's offense? They got one goal through two games.
Right.
What is that scoring them 7-1? So if you're,
I will say that, Edmonton, though, David. Oh my God, they look fast.
Like, fast for nothing. Fast bums.
No, but it's still, look, for a guy that doesn't like know hockey like most people, when you see him get the puck and take off, you're like, holy smokes. Because in my sport, that's a touchdown. right? So, like, when I see somebody running that, going that fast on skates and you haven't seen anything like it, it's terrifying.
How
that's what the league has been feeling. The right. league has been seeing that speed. Like, how do we deal with that? Somehow, and I think it shows, is Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl and Edmonton top players are playing like 25, 26 minutes. You saw in the third period of game two, Connor McDavid looked like he was getting a breakaway. It looked like he was gone. And that's a situation where he pulls away from anybody. And Matthew Tkachuk, who, look, he's not the fastest guy. Matthew Tkachuk was able to keep up with him and not let him go on a breakaway, which I think shows, as these Edmonton players are having to play these extra minutes and have to be on the ice that much more, maybe they don't have as much gas in the tank towards the end that they need to overcome this Florida team.
They have worn every team down they've played all year, right? Like, when you get to the third period, they have beaten you up and worn you down so much, and they have so much depth that, like, yeah.
Well, Florida's been amazing in the third period. I'm not sure the exact stats in the playoffs, but I believe they're like plus 15 goal differential in the third period, where Edmonton is like minus 9. Like, I don't know how that computes to a Stanley Cup final appearance, because you need to be good in the game's biggest moments, obviously the third period and beyond in the playoffs for those moments. So the fact that Florida has done what they've done all year and they've worn teams down and dominated at the end, and Edmonton has struggled, it's just like, you almost wonder, like, how are they going to pull this out at that point, because they cannot come out at the end of the game.
How are the vibes?
How are the
immaculate. I mean, coming in here today, it was like, you'd think it was Christmas. Barkov's on the ice. Everybody's laughing and having fun and joking around. I mean, but that's been the story with this team all year. Like, they've been able to keep an even keel. They're having fun. And you know, as you guys have said, they're doing their thing, and teams are having such a hard time doing it. But, I mean, that's kind of, it just goes back to, like, what Bill Zito has built with this team. Because he, obviously the talent is there. But when he started, when he first started, like, 3 years ago, he brought in Patrick Hornquist. He brought in Radko Gudas. He wanted to change the culture in the locker room. And that path that this team has been on since then, the camaraderie is there, which is such a key at this point. Like, you've got to be all on the same page when you're getting this deep into the playoffs. So when you add to that just how much talent and how deep this roster is, like, they are built. And it blows my mind into smithereens that Bill Zito has not gotten any recognition to be GM of the year. Three times he's been a finalist in his 4 years with the Panthers, and each time he's come in third place. It's like, what does he have to? He doesn't care. I've asked him about it. He didn't give a bleep. He just wants to win the big silver cup. But, I mean, look at what he's done with this team.
The fact that he's built this team with so much depth, and how you can see that they just wear teams down because they can go so deep into a game and keep their stars fresh. And you're looking at Edmonton, who's had their stars are playing 25 minutes and they can't do it, right? And nobody else has that kind of depth yet. He has to get some kind of credit for that, because if it were that easy, everybody would have that depth.
Right. No, and again, it's like, we came into this season, they weren't going to have Ekblad. They weren't going to have Montour. Barkov missed a lot of time earlier in the year, or sometime earlier in the year.
Right.
They never skipped a beat.
Yeah,
and almost like you could thank those, because that's what they brought in Kulikov. They brought in Oliver Ekman-Larsson. They brought in Kevin Stenlund. They brought in Evan Rodriguez. They traded for Tarasenko at the deadline. Like, they made all these great moves. And now, unlike last year, health isn't an issue. Everybody's healthy. Like, last year, half the team was hobbled and hurt. It's like, it's all coming together.
Yep.
Sounds good, buddy. All right, listen. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, buddy. Stay safe out there. The weather's crazy. And hopefully you'll get to see what we all hope we can see. Shh. We'll keep it, you know.
Yeah.
No mush. But
we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. Might be hustling to Edmonton in a couple days if things go well.
Get your passport ready, dude.
Oh, it's ready.
David Dwork, the Hockey News. Go follow him. Best out there. At David Dwork. You also can watch him on The Hockey Show with Roy Bellamy. Metal Arc Media does a great job with that as well. He is boots on the ice. He's our favorite. And safe travels should you need it, buddy.
Thank you. Be good, guys. We'll talk to you again. Hopefully, talking about a championship, but I'm sure we'll be doing this again.
Take a break. Final hour of the show coming up next.